Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include West Palm Beach and Boston. Shen Yun leaves theatergoers in awe of Chinese culture and spirituality. Finland. People condemn the CCP and sign petition to end the decades-long persecution. 1,963 Falun Gong practitioners reported arrested and harassed in September and October 2021. Snowstorm and other rare weather phenomena in many areas in China. Longchuanyi Women's Prison laced Falun Gong practitioners' food with unknown drugs and drew their blood without consent. And local governments in Virginia pass resolutions condemning forced organ harvesting in China. Now for the stories.
West Palm Beach and Boston. Shen Yun leaves theatergoers in awe of Chinese culture and spirituality. Shen Yun Performing Arts presented four performances in West Palm Beach, Florida, and Boston, Massachusetts, on November 8th through the 14th, 2021. Numerous audience members commented in amazement at the rich spirituality of Chinese culture and its connections with their own values. Kristen and Angus Jennings and their daughter saw Shen Yun at the Bach Center Wang Theater in Boston, Massachusetts, on November 13th. Mr. Jennings, the West Newbury Town Manager and Finance Director, said, "Totally unmistakable, completely original. We love it. It's totally unique from anything we've experienced." Kristen, an early childhood teacher, said, "It's so vibrant, and the costumes are amazing. It adds so much to what you see. The fluidity of the dancers, very colorful, very engaging." Kristen said she believes Shen Yun has great educational value for children. "If we can get young children to come and see this, and to enjoy it, and to talk about what they've seen," she said. Retired banker Brant McDougall also saw Shen Yun in Boston on November 13th. "I thought it was fantastic, very stimulating. I am just totally impressed by it," Mr. McDougall said. "Whether you truly believe in a god or whatnot, the principles are there. Shen Yun brings forward the whole introspection of improving yourself, as opposed to the Communist Party, which is, you're supposed to give up for the state, as opposed to look inward and make yourself a better person," he said. Shen Yun continues its 2021-2022 tour with upcoming performances in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Des Moines, Iowa, and Omaha, Nebraska.
People condemn the CCP and sign petition to end the decades-long persecution. Outside Kamppi Shopping Center in the capital city of Helsinki, Falun Dafa practitioners held their usual information activity on November 13th. Every Saturday, they share the beauty of the mind-body practice with passers-by and inform them of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice in China. Through years of unwavering efforts by practitioners, local residents have paid attention to the crime, and more people are coming forward to sign the petition calling for an end to the persecution. As soon as he saw the banner, Hanu signed the petition. He said, "I've received your information twice outside the Chinese embassy and know about this." After Tommy, a lawyer, signed the petition, he said, "I am a lawyer. You can contact me at any time if you need legal help." Jarmo, a massage therapist, said more than once, "I want to sign this," even before a practitioner spoke to him. He elaborated that he had a thorough understanding of communist regimes, saying, "The CCP lies all the time. They smile at you on the surface, then stab you in the back. I share information about the CCP's lies all the time on my social media platform." Olga, a nurse, said, "I've heard about Falun Dafa before and been moved by their efforts to raise awareness. They are very peaceful. They are doing something very important, making efforts in the areas of freedom of speech and freedom of belief." About the CCP's human rights violations, she said, "The truth cannot be covered up. Everyone has rights, especially the right to live. The government cannot control people using such extreme measures. You have done well. Keep it up." In regard to the CCP's information censorship, she said, "That is too bad. Although Chinese people know many things, they cannot freely express their views. I will always be with you."
Falun Gong practitioners reported arrested and harassed in September and October 2021. During the past 2 months, September and October 2021, 764 reports of Falun Gong practitioners being arrested and 1,199 harassed for their faith were recorded, bringing the totals reported this year so far to almost 5,000 arrests, 9,500 harassment cases. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual and meditation discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese communist regime since 1999. Shandong, Sichuan, Liaoning, Hebei, and Jilin were the top six provinces with the most total cases of arrests and harassments. Another 17 provinces had double-digit cases and 5 regions recording single-digit cases. Among the total 1,963 targeted practitioners, 36 were between the age of 65 and 70. 105 were in their 70s, 53 were in their 80s, and 2 were in their 90s. As a continuation of the Zero Out Harassment campaign that was launched in 2020, the authorities targeted the practitioners and sometimes their family members in an attempt to force every practitioner on the government's blacklist to renounce Falun Gong. Some practitioners who were tortured into disability or became incapacitated years ago were arrested again and face further prosecution.
Snowstorm and other rare weather phenomena in many areas in China. Severe blizzards, freezing rain, snow, cold waves and strong winds blasted through Liaoning province from November 7th through 9th. The Chinese Communist Party government officially issued red alerts for the snowstorms, which were the most severe. On November 6th and 7th, a cold wave, strong winds, ice particles, a blizzard, haze, and black fog struck Beijing. A rare weather phenomenon, thundersnow, appeared in many areas as well. Of the 62 national weather stations in Liaoning province, 39 reported heavy snowstorms accompanied by wind gusts of up to level 11, while the temperature dropped by 30 degrees in a short period of time. Record snowfall was reported by nearly half of the stations, with Shenyang, the provincial capital, being hit the worst. As many as 6.4 million domestic fowl and other livestock in the province froze to death, accounting for large economic losses. Videos and photos on social media showed how bad the snow was in northeast China, where many areas were buried in it. Heavy haze appeared in Beijing on November 7th. From video taken by the local residents, all of Beijing was covered in darkness, almost like nighttime. Within 2 short days, Beijing was hit with cold waves, strong winds, ice particles, blizzards, haze, and black fog. Thundersnow, a snowfall accompanied by thunder, appeared in many areas. In addition to the strange weather in Beijing, state media reported that from the evening of November 7th to November 9th, extremely rare thundersnow storms pounded Tianjin City in Hebei Province, as well as in Liaoning Province, Shandong Province, and Inner Mongolia.
Long Kuan Yi Women's Prison laced Falun Gong practitioners' food with unknown drugs and drew their blood without consent. The authorities at Long Kuan Yi Women's Prison drugged incarcerated Falun Gong practitioners in order to force them to give up their belief, according to Ms. Zhang Shufeng, one of the victims. Ms. Zhang from Leshan City, Sichuan Province, was arrested in May 2018 after being reported to the police for telling people about the persecution of her faith. She was sentenced to 3.5 years in Long Kuan Yu Women's Prison and was released on September 9, 2021. According to Ms. Zhang, three prison wardens instigated certain inmates to brutally beat practitioners. The guards and assigned inmates took turns brainwashing practitioners by verbally slandering Falun Gong and its founder and playing videos defaming the practice. A prison official, the prison doctor, and the guards forced Ms. Zhang to take unknown medicines twice a day. She also witnessed other inmates putting white powder into the food for two other Falun Gong practitioners. After eating the food laced with the drug, they both appeared stolid and showed no response when people talked to them. The prison warden had ordered these inmates to drug the practitioners. Ms. Zhang was also subjected to involuntary blood tests. A prison doctor drew her blood twice a day every day between September 1st and 7th, 2020, and continued drawing her blood twice a month until May 2021. During that period, prison guards also claimed that Ms. Zhang was going to commit suicide and put her under strict monitoring. The guards then cut her meals to half of the normal amount, and later only a quarter of the usual amount. She suspects that the authorities were trying to kill her or use her as a subject for organ transplants.
Local governments in Virginia pass resolutions condemning forced organ harvesting in China. 23 resolutions have been passed by local governments in Virginia in 2021 to condemn China's forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, mostly Falun Gong practitioners. Essex County, Staunton City, and Fluvanna County are the latest government bodies to pass such resolutions. The resolution, passed unanimously by the Fluvanna County Board of Supervisors on November 3rd, reminded its citizens that they may become accomplices in killing innocent lives if they go to China for organ transplants. The resolution says, "Extensive and credible reports have revealed mass killing of prisoners of conscience in the People's Republic of China, primarily practitioners of the Chinese spiritual practice of Falun Gong, but also other religious and ethnic minority groups, in order to obtain organs for transplants." The resolution urges the U.S. government to thoroughly investigate organ transplant practices in China and take all reasonable steps to end forced organ harvesting. The City Council of Staunton unanimously passed a similar resolution on October 14th, 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Mayor Andrea Oakes thanked local Falun Gong practitioners in her speech for educating the community about the issue. She said she had communicated with a Virginia State delegate about the resolution, and he expressed his support for the resolution along with Vice Mayor Mark Robinson. During the council meeting, the sponsor of the resolution, Councilwoman Carolyn Dull, spoke about how local residents should pay attention to forced organ harvesting in China and avoid unknowingly participating in these types of organ transplants. She thanked local practitioners for their efforts. She believes that everyone should stand up and oppose China's state-sponsored forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.